Page at length. And I got
put
to that.
Put it up in the window. Put it up in the window. I'm trying to say it's not that. It's too angry. It's too light. No, it's too light. So I cut my
hair. Oh, no.
It's still too light. No, it's
not. Poor baby.
Well, look, I've got to go down the street. I can't be wrong.
Do you want us to take you?
No. You said we'll be here.
What?
Rest up a bit.
The back seat full.
Oh, yeah, it's all full. I haven't got the back seat full.
You rest up.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'll just stroll down to come back. I've only got to do it again. I shan't be gone, Mike.
If you pass Wills's shop and you see Georgina, my friend, you know that girl I spoke to with the long hair?
Yes, it?
Tap on the window and tell her I'm here. I might pop in and see her if I get a chance.
Yeah, I know what it is. Go on, biscuit now. Go on.
Yeah, biscuit.
He loves it.
Oh, Evie, just sit down.
I'll sit down after the sleep time. Whose chair is this?
I don't know who's sitting.
I don't know. Yeah, my job, Marge, it's the one of the cushiest jobs to be on camp, really, because this, where we are, we're the people who dish out the furniture for the quarters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you have, if you move into an army quarter, you can have it fully furnished if you want. I mean, you don't have to buy furniture.
You don't have to look. You haven't finished the biscuits the other night.
Poor dog. I've got to feed Gem in the dark. You don't stand much chance, do you?
I said he was going to bring some biscuits up to drink, so I said I haven't got any.
So
I'm
not
going to get
it,
so don't bring some biscuits back.
I'll just tell him,
Marge. Well, it's not cold, it's just windy. I'll walk down and I'll bring him some biscuits back.
Oh, yeah, go away.
Go away,
Marge. Don't bring the best chocolate ones. That's what I'm going to say.
Some if you want some. Come and taste it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When you taste him blind, you might not want, you might want me to bring you a different sort of
tip. Well, where'd you get yours from?
The doctor.
The vet.
No, your mum brought it up. Your mum brought it up.
Go look at these in bits.
Hey?
Are you going down the street now?
Yeah. Let's have a look at
it. You want some money, don't you? This is a part of Italy. This is the time we went to the beach in Italy.
Oh, just look at these. With the sun setting.
Let me show you one of the Tony in them on then.
Nice big beach, right? Is this down in the hill?
No.
No, it's over towards Naples.
Oh, I see.
This is Tony's street.
Yeah. You can't get two cars down the street.
Can you really? Not really an hour, is it?
Shall I show you a picture?
Maybe down it. Could you just get this car down there?
these pictures
park it in a,
are all round Tony's village.
On the side.
Yeah.
And it took me
see what his village is like.
Turns to get it reversed in. Because there's no room at all.
Well, he's going to look at the rest of him when he comes back.
Right,
that's what they want on my page,
There won't be
long
unless
you
see anybody to talk to. You'd like
queue
for that.
Did you want anything else?
No, thanks. I can't think of anything except food biscuits.
I'll have
some of yours then.
Well, come and taste it
on the Adriatic?
The other side.
The other side, is it?
The western coast.
It tastes like liquid salt. It tastes like liquid salt. I know you didn't like it. That's what I've been saying before you tried it. But you
it acts as a mouthwash
like
as well.
Is there any particular kind you do like?
I don't care if I've done that. Right.
This is all red. This is his village. You know, he's surrounded by all these mountains. Right. This is his back garden. That's the house. That's his back garden. Part of it. That's looking out of. That's looking out the front window over the rooftops next door.
You know, sometimes you see a picture of
over the road, practically touching it. If Tony had a balcony, you could shake hands with that. That's opposite Tony's front window, where the man's growing his tobacco. Drying his tobacco.
What?
That one's sound of the other one. I've got loads the same.
I think you usually tend to get when we come back from holiday, your dad usually finds he's taking the same picture two or three times, or more or less. And
keep him in the same bit.
Same place at a different angle.
This is all out of his back window, in different views, out of upstairs at his kitchen window. All these.
That's the photos I took at the palace.
There's only like a little village, isn't it? Not a big
town. Well, there's three little villages
there's
together.
There's a difference really from the postcard.
It's Carby Risorta. And his village is called
Via Pescio.
Can't really say.
It's like 24 degrees.
That's their dog.
I was squelched, I was wearing a t-shirt. And then I went up, you know, jumping.
Yeah, this is where you can see.
Wear pyjamas at night. This is. All sorts of things. Yeah.
There's steps there. We know you look down into that, onto that plant, one plinth. Well, there's another one over this side. That bit there is the underpart of Tony's house where the cousin lives. Hang on. What is she?
Sister.
She's Maria's sister. Maria's
sister? No, it's Philomena's sister.
Philomena's sister lives there.
That's a big plant, isn't it?
They get in your bed, don't they?
Never got one in Maui.
Lizards.
There's France with
sort of
lizards like that on the walls. They move ever so quickly.
Yeah, these do. Yeah. This is Tony's cellar. Now, it's literally chopped out of rock. You can see all the steps are all stone. It's all chopped. It's like a cave. You go down and then you walk along here, right to the end, right round, sort of round the bend there.
Yeah.
And there's a well. It's got a well. And this is really deep, and it turns this bit.
It's about 40 foot down.
It's about 40 foot down, and then it drops again into a well where he gets his fresh water from. And there's a light, he puts a light on, and it lights it up down the tap, a long way down. But it never ever alters. You can draw water out, you can put water in, and the level never ever changes. Wonderful water. It's really nice, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, it's only trouble that they haven't got any.
Here's the sand, these are over the
rooftops. I always say.
And anything that does come from the, you know, the system, it's bad, you know, it's really dead to water.
Lovely little rooftops. You can see how they live on the road. How did you just get her car up there? That's Philomena walking up the street.
Oh.
She's saying, no, don't take one of me. Switching the camera off.
Oh, these are the actual photos.
You walk down the road, Marge, it's really funny. And it's, hey, Mario!
Ciao!
Ciao, Mario! And a cappuccino? And off I go. It's really fun. I'd love to live there.
Yeah, it sounds really
fantastic.
Nice. Chewy, come here.
Oh, that's next door's dog. I can't remember what it's called. That's next door's dog. These are all great dogs.
Oh, not again, Chewy.
Seven films.
What's that chicken?
Don't know.
They keep everything round there. You look out one window, you see chicken. You look another window, you see pigs. Another you see goats. They come round in the morning. And man, you ain't got a goat yet. You'd love it. You'd be in your element, you would. These tiles are all throughout. And they're wonderful. All you do is you get them up and you just swish it over. And you get a dry mop and just polish it up. No polish or anything. And they shut. Lovely, aren't they, Tony? Great big tall ceilings. That's Tony. I don't know quite what he's doing. Pulling a funny face as usual. Now that's me trying to learn me Italian. She's telling me these little bits to write down. This is me and Filomena. This is me and Filomena. I got into the Italian soaps while I wrote there.
Christ,
the Italian soaps. Couldn't understand a word there. It's so good.
Derived in Tinian, which are dubbed into Italian.
Right. Oh, dear me.
Yeah, that's a quarter away. It goes off at 10.
Yeah. What are you doing then? I was messing about with Tony. Flash my knees. Oh, this is Alexandra's birthday. Alexandra, he lives next door.
Going down.
And he's living in his garage, Mum.
What?
He's got loads of money. Absolutely, he's loaded any time.
Alexandra.
And he lives in his garage because out there you get earthquakes. And when you get earthquake damage to your house, the government fix it. They say, yes, you're allowed so much money to have your house fixed, and they fix it, but they only come when they're ready. And he took all his stuff out because he thought they said they were coming, then they never turned up, so now he's got his cooker and his sink, goodness knows what, in his garage.
What? That's
the
next door neighbour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Can't speak any English.
Just get here, have your tea. And Alexandra will come round. Come for a beer.
His tone, you know. He's got no teeth now.
Well, you can't just have one.
No, I didn't recognise him. I never read that.
No, when you just had your tea, you like to sit down.
He's got no teeth.
Yeah.
Easy.
No, right.
He's never so ill, Mum. Really ill.
You said he had.
He's lucky he never died.
Are they all graves, then?
Now, what's funny about this place is, they're all Italians that live there, but there's loads of them that live in this particular
English,
area,
Polish,
that lived in Bedford for a long time. So
there are Italians in Bedford, I know.
Well, all these lived in Bedford for a while. She speaks with a Bedford accent.
So what?
Elsa Funny.
No.
Gina, was her name?
Wonderful.
Zina. What was her name? Zelda? Zina?
Zina.
Zina.
Yeah.
Nice girl, she.
I remember Derek saying how many Italians were living in Bedford.
This is the Hotel Rodeo at Garottio, where we stayed. Grossetto.
Tony says,
where we stayed on our way down towards Tony's. And we had lizards outside our door.
Did you work? He says, tell me
again.
It was raining.
There's more of Sally hiding behind the curtain. Now keep the next end, the flies out.
Yeah.
Who wants Sally behind the curtain?
Down to Italy.
Me and Filomena doing the potatoes.
It rained for 3 days.
Oh, sure. Look at those shiny floors.
Lovely, aren't they?
It is his over in carpets, wouldn't it?
This is Guido. Now he's learning to speak English.
He's
a lad who lives down the road. You'll see his family in a minute.
Tony's friend.
He's Tony's friend.
Yeah,
he's my friend as well.
We're going to Lausanne.
And some of these photos are terrible.
And,
that's his family. That's his mum. And his grandma and granddad. And his dad.
We'll go through about 10
and his brother. Now. His brother's wife.
Oh,
look,
it's all good, eh?
Don't ask him about it.
They've all got these big bells on the neck.
Yeah.
I've got two photos. I sent them when they're
They're all dressed up. They're not just a cow with a bell. They've all got flowers in their arms.
Yeah.
Me and Maria doing the
potatoes. That's Switzerland, the Barbara, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, not Maria, there's Maria. That's me and Philomene. Philomene. She's come in, she'd say, Antonio! So Tony said, Philomene! He used to talk to her in English with an Italian accent. It used to crack me up. And she used extra work to her bed, didn't she?
Two potatoes by the bucket full.
Well, it's last dinner. Dead on half. Good grief. I mean, you got dinner times, it was
typical pasta with her homemade spaghetti sauce and Parmesan cheese for a big plateful, and lumps of meat on the side, and then at night, egg and chips, because you know she doesn't like chips, or chops and, oh, yes, and at night, put loads away at loads. That's a fresh fig off a tree.
I've never tasted one, but they say they're very nice.
They taste so different to the figs we get.
Yeah.
They're really nice. Well, this is the night we arrived.
The cheese.
This is the night we arrived. We're looking at photos.
Oh, yeah.
How far is it?
Parmesan,
yeah.
Oh, look like this.
How many miles actually is it, Tony?
Where down there?
France to Italy.
How many did we do?
Well, 2,400 kilometres.
Do you know, it's one of the best trips I've ever made. I've never been anywhere like that to drive through. 53 tonnes. Look how many tonnes was it going down? 50 something going down, 70 something coming back, I think. Because they just dig through the mountains, so you don't have... 19 kilometres.
It's
certainly gone another photo, isn't it, anyway? Well, we took them all the while, so... See, they're the only teeth Tony's got left. Them ones there, that's all he's got left.
He ain't got no more.
And do you know what? Because he ain't got no teeth, Mum, you know
when... You can see it's in one end a bit closer up, but...
You know when you ain't got your teeth in it, your face tends to sag a bit? Well, you see, Tony's got an ear, but he ain't got them there, so he's, when he sits there and he's relaxed, his face goes... And so they go to him.
Yeah, we've got a sad
on. You've got a sad on, Tony. Every time I write a letter to him now, I say, keep smiling, turn them corners up, because they all go on at him.
Well, those are cows.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, is Sally paying Peebo again?
Oh, loads of them.
That's one of the houses in the village, look.
What does he do?
He does a bit of everything. He works in this company where there's something to do with material.
He's a labourer.
He's a labourer, but then he goes out sweeping chimneys.
Oh.
These are the ones that are
nice looking houses, aren't it? But unusual.
Yeah, there's loads of nice little houses around. Another one round here with pictures on the wall somewhere.
I see Carol's got the right of way.
It's the streets, I like them, the streets.
Oh, yeah.
It's so narrow, aren't they? See, this is Tony's street.
Tony's street. Lane.
See, look at Tony's. Well, there's your job to get out of there.
That's the same one as this one on here, yeah.
And this one, that's Tony's street.
That Luxembourg.
Well, that one.
Right. Come on. Right, yes. Like now, that's it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's it.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
look at this house, Mum. Look at this house.
Luxembourg, yeah.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, yeah, it's the same village. Nice. Yeah.
You can go close.
We wandered round the streets just taking
you
photos.
You can go the close route.
Well, I'm taking photos of old and new. See, this is the new stuff that's going
down
on.
Down the west coast.
And the old stuff is much more interesting.
Down from there.
Yeah.
But the weather was terrible. I was driving to, 18 inches of water.
Yeah, you took them ones when you go through Switzerland. Yeah. It seemed to be following you.
Yeah, well, Switzerland went so bad because the road surfaces are pretty good.
Yeah.
In Italy, there's no drainage.
That was built sort of there. Yeah, that's the old
on a motorway, yeah, not this new is motorway, the motorway, no line, no wet lines, nothing.
No, right.
About 18 inches of water. Yeah. And the cars are just straight off, you know, they're blind. It was I had to stop because I couldn't see the way at all.
This one's another one, that's in the next village. It's a nice street, isn't it?
This is Knowles.
Yeah. And that's the fish in the Palace Park, and that's Switzerland, right there is Switzerland. And the other one is, what's on the front there?
That's Monte Cassino.
Very nice. And that was Monte Cassino on that one.
That's a nice box.
Well, this one ain't much good, actually. Yeah, this one ain't much good. It's a nuisance.
The other one's absolutely chock-a-block.
I'm keeping them together in their little bits because I've got them all sorted of where they belong. So, have you seen these?
No.
This is all, they're all the little houses and streets and that one. Right,
all right, sit down, you.
Sit down, Chewy. Good boy.
did you see the one Dad see about with the sea on?
Oh no.
That's the day we went to the sea. When Guido bought us a copy. It's the Mediterranean, isn't it?
I don't know, it's on the North Sea, Naples side.
Oh.
I think it's the Mediterranean.
Did you see Naples?
No, we never went in, Mummy. Even the locals won't go and park their car.
Fermina's two brothers, policemen in Naples.
They don't even drive in the city.
Your cars get ripped off. If they can't get the radio off, we'll take the car.
See, now this is... Early October, I waited until I got back into Switzerland.
I've been to Italy and I have got a scratch on the car.
Would you?
Yeah.
And
they just shut up and go.
Yeah, because they
bump
each other, don't they?
And everywhere you go, they're using the horn. It was against the law to do that in Germany, so I couldn't really get into the habit.
How far is
the village from the sea?
25 k's.
I think if you know where you're going, it's nearer than we went.
Guido,
weren't too sure.
Was that hot air balloon falling, you by any chance? No, it just came over the parapet. Yeah. And I turned around and this balloon came up from behind the buildings.
That's in that first fight, I'll get that going across.
Yeah.
That's the garden where all the fish are fishing all these steps.
Oh.
You'll see some of the fish.
Where's that?
This is Caserta.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I've shown her that, yeah. There's some more as well in there. You need to see it though, really. You can't get it. Such a sort of panoramic sort of view, you know. All this is all in alabaster. Oh, it's lovely.
Fishes.
There's loads of them.
Yeah, every step. Every step has got fish in. There's water.
The steps, you go up on a step, and then you've got another pond. And overflows coming down into another pond, and they've all got fish in.
Well,
it's
all your calf and all that kind of stuff.
All sorts.
I think they're goldfish actually.
There's some goldfish.
These look like goldfish.
The carp and everything in there.
I don't know if there's any koi carp. I've
got millions on that one.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it? Click. And yet, you look at the water, it don't look very clear when you look at it, but the sun, and then it was 1.5 hot that day.
The camera can probably see more than you do.
Well,
the statues everywhere.
I ordered the camera and expected it to be with us the week before
we went round there. There's a lot of activity, and then the rest of the castle, and then the roof. There's some activity. The curtains, it says, please don't touch. If you touch them, they fall to bits. They're that old. Oh, yeah, tell you something. 100 years old, aren't they? Yeah. And look, this room, it was all like this, all gold filigree all over. Yeah. Ceilings all down, the walls, furniture.
It was the throne room, wasn't it? The throne room, yeah, wonderful.
This sort of thing, as I said, it reminds me very much of Versailles when we went round there. How far is Tony actually from Naples?
It's about 60 kilometres.
60, is it?
See, Tony, he likes to take people out. And he's been to places, but his memory's terrible.
Is it really?
He has been ever so poorly, Clive.
Because the last time when you come over, you were supposed to be ill, weren't you?
What happened to him, right? He used to like a drink when he were here. He went out there, you see, and they drink wine instead of tea. And he was going round and they made such a fuss of him because he was feeling mean as
well.
It comes all the way down. Do you see that first one where they're...
When they press the grapes,
you'll see it in the distance.
The juice comes out, let it stand for 5 days.
You'll see it in the
minute when you get
back to the end.
There's no alcohol in it, no sugar, nothing added. But it kicks you.
There it is, it comes right down, all the way down.
So when you're drinking that all day long.
Maria. So without alcohol, there wouldn't be no dehydration, would there? Not in the
It's very close. Even the locals add water to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
They get a small glass, like a whiskey glass. Half of the wine. And then top it with water.
Yes, they're lonely.
And this,
and the weather's gorgeous. We did have some
Italian coffee in the little cups.
Yeah. Oh, but that's no more than 4 a day if you're working well. Really.
If you don't work, 1 a day.
Yeah.
It will rot your stomach.
Oh, that's a rocket.
Yeah. Well, it's rocket lovely stuff.
Yeah.
You can see rocket water.
That's a true story, Hannibal. I didn't realise that. Where Tony lives, there's
that village is over 3,000 years old. There's tunnels under the ground.
Romulus and Remus. Well, apparently there's a golden wolf.
That's a cemetery.
Buried in one of the caves.
Nobody's ever found it, but it's supposed to be there.
But every day they're finding something new.
Are they still there doing it all then?
Yeah, the things they find, you know, it's
unbelievable. I bet it is. Yeah, so I've seen the film. I like the film, Hannibal, Oliver Reed. No, that's quite good.
I've never seen the film.
It's a very good film.
But I mean, around there, it's absolutely steeped in history. I couldn't believe it. I mean, like when they tell the tales of the seven winds and the, is it seven winds?
Yeah.
The seven winds and Romulus and Remus and the wolf. It all happened around there, and they reckon the golden wolf is still down there somewhere.
Rome's supposed to be around the Seven Hills, isn't it?
Seven Hills. Yeah, we saw the Seven Hills as we drove past Rome.
Yeah.
You can see it just like this, can't you? Yeah. Amazing place. Yeah. Didn't go into Rome, we went around.
It spreads about 25 miles.
For the time of the year, it's gorgeous.
I'm going to try and watch me away now. I've lost a bit of stone in a couple of months or so, but it's better than gaining, I suppose.
That's where I started, I think, unless you've got two
bits
to that same street now.
Yeah, you're back to where you started. This is Rocketta, Clive.
What a little place.
This is the Monte Cassino. This is where the Abbey at Monte Cassino. Do you remember the war film, where it all got bombed and what they took all the treasures down into the cellars, so they were saved, and they've rebuilt it in the same style as it was years ago, using some of their old bricks and everything that they could, but it's been rebuilt in the same style, and all the treasures are still there. I've seen the film of this, where they're trying to get, and all around from the outside, you can see the graves, the graveyards, there's the German graveyard, the Italian, the British and Canadian.
The German was not around Monte Cassino.
But it was.
And it's only a small one.
I thought it was. I wanted to shoot.
Going on the bomb.
Outback. Put that in my outback large, please. Oh, dear me. Derek said he might come up tonight.
Yeah, we saw Jenny downtown yesterday. She's going up in that.
Oh, I stand this.
All right, I hold up with you there, Jane.
Five or six miles.
Is that where you said you had to go?
No, this is another place.
This
is just outside the village where Tony lives.
Their cars are good car for travelling on flat surfaces, but don't like climbing.
Don't like it, it was made.
No.
God, that is hard.
Oh. this is Switzerland. Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the Polish cemetery, I think. Where one?
Town?
Polish. That one?
Yeah, that's the Polish one.
That's the Polish one. This is the one we went into, which is the English, Canadians, Americans. Yeah. You know, like the National Forces, yeah, whatever you call it. And, oh, it started to rain while we were there. And I found a pine cone, Marge. Found a pine cone, like that. And I brought it home, and I sit it on my doorstep outside, and it shuts no to the weather. It's about this high, and about that far round.
Yeah. Gigantic.
Well,
yeah.
You get a little one, haven't
you? You know, she's just carrying it around. On the way back in the car, it's only, what, 40 minutes in the car, wasn't it? From what you can see now. And she's got back.
Learning,
and
all the sap has buried somewhere down that part
of the world. And she put her hand stuck.
Fingers
stuck.
Fingers
stuck.
Yeah, now
Billy's
buried somewhere down that. I think it was Sicily where he was killed, but it's not far off there.
Where's the dog?
It's true, don't
get me. It's a little bit. I've got one of the stairs.
Well, it was anywhere near my feet, we'd have been in that when we went in.
Yeah. We
rang
Tonio.
No, it's just
he said, I've got a
that's
funny
them looking
phone
at the graves.
Call. You know, a message
Guido
from
Tony
from
yeah.
Philip.
Another Tony.
When you come
on,
bring the ladder.
Tony Ullett. Tony Maria's son, and my Tony.
It's a good job he did, because he
well, they were all there that Sunday.
She had all the stairs knocked out.
Somebody said, Tony, 3 heads went, oh, God.
Didn't she? Philomena. I rang Tony and told him to take a ladder over with him, otherwise he won't be able
yeah.
to get in.
Yeah, really?
She knocked all the stairs down. The veranda.
She decided to change the house.
The veranda's
oh,
is
cool.
So she knocked all the steps
the
down,
yeah,
and Tony received a message at work. We just had a phone call from your wife. If you want to get it, bring the ladder over with you.
Seven
and they had to bring my ladder for days. She knocked the steps down.
That's a lot. steps up to it, you know, like 20
now she's built the veranda right now.
She wanted to change it.
She wanted to change. He said,
it's good with the dog, he said, because you just throw it out the window, you know, for it to go for a walk. He said, it's a bug when you have to get the dog to tie the rope around itself so you can get it up.
Yeah, you could look at them and
This is Switzerland. Just have a look round, that's all really.
He had
I'd
like a living quarters,
no,
and then he had a yard.
These are the cows,
I'm
coming
through
the village. You look on the next.
When we went there, the
lens
ran
away.
You get some more of it,
but go over the page,
Does he blend all his own?
Look, these big bells.
No, he just drives it.
Yeah,
all
different
draws
sizes.
It as it is,
they all
make
different noises, they're all cowbells of different
yeah.
sizes. There's the front one, look with all the garlands on, look.
Wow.
I dress them up like that every night when they go for milking. Put flowers on their heads and the main cow is. And when they come through the village, they get that excited, they keep running off, and the blokes are running round chasing these cows, and the bells are going dong ding dong. All different stuff. Because there's one here, Marge. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Some of the bells that big.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's
just a turn poor thing.
Whereas every bell's got a different note, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, they were lovely. I couldn't believe it. I says to Tony, what on earth can I hear coming down? What's that noise? It sounds like a load of cane bells. Never thought for a minute it was. I couldn't believe it. What that was from our hotel window. That's a nice place, Mum.
What was the name of that place?
Megan.
It's
just outside
Luzerne. Right, we went there, you can see the difference. This is when we woke up, what the weather were like. And then it rained for 2 days solid.
What a shame.
But lovely. The day we travelled down, the first day, like this, it was beautiful. No, that's that same morning.
That
isn't it?
Wet there.
Yeah, that's the same morning. Yeah. That's Lake Reserve.
That is equal.
Yeah.
You watch it.
Really nice. And everywhere you go,
there's the border.
No, we weren't at that place. There's Luzerne and Luzerne.
Oh, Luzerne.
We were at Luzerne.
Yeah. Luzerne
is on the French side.
Hey, look how low it is. We were driving out, and I mean, it was a shame. I kept saying to Tony.
Pictures we've got taken in the Pyrenees, the roads going up the mountains, you look out of the bus window and you can see the clouds below you the valley.
Well, I says to Tony, I said, if the weather had been as good as it was on our first day, we'd have gone over some of the tunnels, you know, taken the trip over, and over, got the overpass, they call it, we'd have gone there instead of... because it had been really nice. I kept saying, when Switzerland got it, it was snow.
There's some clever
where's
that
the snow?
Now, isn't it?
And
well,
Tony kept saying, he wouldn't look, you see, from his family on his
phone.
I'm saying, is that snow?
Is it actually low, or is it just solid
isn't
rock?
Is that snow?
It's
through the mountains. Through the mountains. You know what I mean?
Just
is it low and it's solid?
It's land inside, it's got lights in it.
And all of a sudden, there's some snow up there, Tony. I saw it. Did I?
Yeah. He tried to watch the road and said, oh, look at that snow.
I'd have thought by October
there
would have
been. You didn't go near the Matterhorn then, interesting.
That's
Rory Tover.
That's over the French side.
French solid, isn't it? That's correct,
Luxembourg.
Yeah.
That's Luxembourg, yeah.
It's funny being in Switzerland.
When we went to to our silent order of monks.
Yeah, but it is.
As soon as you hit
Switzerland,
from Germany.
They weren't.
Nearly
got lost, didn't we?
Wondering,
it was quite...
Sunday morning.
Well, yeah, but it was very, very bare. I mean, when I got there, Marge, if you'd seen my face when we walked in the door, I mean, I was amazed.
The room is smaller than this.
Where the rooms?
Is that where I'd die in?
The rooms, you got it, you walked into a door, like, here, where this table is, and the room was, say, from there to that window, and from there to there, and only from the table to this side of the chest, the sideboard. Right, then you've got a bunk bed there, and a bunk bed there, and a bunk bed there. And they're the big metal ones, big old ones, right? And in between the two down here, you've got a little tiny locker. And then you've got a little wooden table at the bottom of that one, and a sink squashed at the corner, and a little tiny rug on the floor. And because I'm not used to sleeping bags, I took a blanket with me, just in case, and I put my blanket on the floor for a carpet. It were bare tiles. They got hot water, mind. Curtains just met, you know. But, when I got in there, I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But we had such fun. I mean, it was a really good weekend.
There's that church again. Oh, that's in Sign Village.
Clairvaux.
Yeah, Clairvaux. Sort of French. I'm trying to take a photo of the smoke there.
Because in Switzerland they speak two or three languages, don't they? There's French and German and
Italian.
English. Italian. There'll be a real mixture there. Mm. All sorts of cars. Never seen too many cars.
That's where I started from. I think that picture with the...
Yeah, well, let's have a... You'll see it. I'll show you where we were then. We were... There we were, look. We were standing here, looking out over... Where's it gone?
Over the parapet, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were looking out over the... Over here.
Yeah.
Looking out over this area. We were up there.
Yeah.
Looking out over here. And all of a sudden, we heard this whoosh you get with the balloon, you know, when that noise you get. Turned round, and the balloon was coming up over the buildings. Look, there.
Oh, yeah.
And it came up right, oh, practically over our shoulders. We were here, and it was sort of close to Mead's house, and the basket were level with their eyes.
In the square,
it just came. Couldn't believe it, I could have crashed. And then Tony took snaps of it at different.
Yeah.
As it went away, like.
We've seen them quite low.
Tony gets a bit camera happy. He flashes at things in different buildings.
You don't tend to take two or three pictures of the same thing. When we look through our holiday photos, we found we've got the same thing shot from two or three different angles.
What have I got there?
I don't know.
That's Switzerland. Have you seen Switzerland, Chloe?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Seen Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Right. Seen what?
I'm showing them all now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, where'd they come from then?
Probably your own.
Oh, they grew that. Well, I don't know where they're going, see, because I've got. That's the sea. That's Caserta. That's Roquetta. That's Monte Cassino.